Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get some things solved because I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to see how close we are to getting the proper pronunciation. Cara Buono right here on 105.3 The Fan. How did we do with that pronunciation?
Hi. Perfect.
Yes! Boom!
I'm so impressed.
We did better than some of the Netflix people, because I saw some Netflix introductions and I was like, I don't think they got her last name perfectly right. So advantage KNC over Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much. No correction needed here.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you very much for jumping on with us. And
thank you for having me. Is this in the right
place? Yeah, you can move the mic.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, however you like. Now, one of the things we got sent that I think is really funny, but I appreciate it. They said if you could tell people to go to Netflix.com/Stranger Things to go check out the show, are you concerned that people are not aware of your program? Feels like it's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, I wonder if there's enough awareness for this show, this little show that we have, and I'm hoping people will tune in. So I hope you all tune in, whoever's listening, to Stranger Things on Netflix.
Netflix.com/Stranger Things,
which I actually did go to that actual web address.
Yeah.
It led me right there. I liked it. I know whenever you start any project, you're hoping it'll be the most successful thing, and I appreciate that. But when was it in the process of Stranger Things that you're like, holy cow, this is a straight up phenomenon?
Well, not while we were shooting at season one. I had the best time season one because it was just us shooting our little show in Atlanta and thinking, we love this show. We hope people like it too. And it wasn't until I was, the show came out in the summer of 2016. And I was actually over in Germany and I was trying to watch it. So I couldn't really tune in. And I was just hearing that people were liking it. And I was trying to watch it as I, you know,
Netflix.com/Stranger Things is what she needed to know.
That's what
in German.
Needed. It just built on its own. You know, there was no PR campaign for it. It just premiered and people were drawn to it.
Has it changed like your ability to just exist out in the world? Because I mean, you'd been in, you know, obviously Mad Men jumps to mind, Supergirl. There have been plenty of other things that were very popular that you were in, but this feels like a whole nother level.
Yeah. You know, people don't recognize me because I look so different from Karen Wheeler. People look at me, they'll kind of stare at me and they think, why do I know you?
Because your fashion in real life is different than your 80s fashion on the show.
My hair's a little flatter, a little straighter. It's not as permed. And I think people will then, I'll tell them, I said, I play Karen Wheeler, and they go, oh my God, that's you. But they really don't know it's me. Hardcore fans, though, like especially kids, they know. But often they just think they know me from something, but they don't realize it's me because I look so different from the character.
Do you ever just want to go, yeah, it's me, and just keep walking and not give any context whatsoever?
One time there was like a Stranger Things pop-up in New York, and there were people just taking pictures, and my husband went over to them and just said, do you want to take a picture with Karen Wheeler? Which was very cute, and they all freaked out. That was really cute.
That is nice. Yeah. That is always fun.
I mean, I'm a fan of shows too, so like I get excited when I see people.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I believe, are you a Wednesday fan? Is that...
I am a Wednesday fan. I was a big Walking Dead fan.
Walking Dead?
Yeah, yeah, like I love Norman Reedus.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can
especially.
Get that. Who's a good one?
Yeah. And
good
all one. Like, I liked his character, Daryl.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, I actually met him on the way to on a plane, and I was so nervous. Actually, I had a flight attendant send. I said, "Can you pass this note to Norman Reedus? I don't want to bother him." You know, and the show, I was on my way to the SAG Awards in 2016. So, and we all shoot in Atlanta. So I'd heard that they knew about our show by then. And so I was just, you know, on my computer working and he came over. He's like, "Hey, I got your note." And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. What do I do?" Like, I was like so starstruck. It's very nice.
Did you put boxes on there? Would you have a conversation with me? Yes. No, maybe.
Seeing that, I'm going to keep that in mind for my next note passing.
I love it.
Check the box.
It's a little different, too. Like, when you go to The Sopranos,
yeah,
that's an already established show.
Exactly.
And with already has, hey, we like these characters. We don't know you yet. And how that reception kind of is.
That's a really good observation you have, because I've been on, you know, Mad Men and Sopranos, but I joined, you know, later, like I was at the final season of Sopranos, season 4 of Mad Men. I have actually never been on a show from the beginning. This is the first show I've ever been on, and I was actually, I shot day one, scene one, take one in 2015.
Wow. Nice.
So I really made up for all the time I've never been part of a show from the start.
And by the way, it's a good thing that you brought up Sopranos, because people on our fan text were already like, "Hey, she was married to Christopher on The Sopranos."
And
I was like,
"Okay."
That's right.
I was like, I'm not trying to discount any other work or anything, but
no, I think there's probably a big Sopranos fan base.
Oh, yeah.
With the sport. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
My last night I was talking to my buddy and I was on the phone with him and I said, "Hey, by the way, we're having Karen Wheeler on tomorrow night." And he goes, "Oh, Daniela, and his wife's got this thick Boston accent. And he goes, "They're having Karen Wheeler on the show tomorrow." And she goes, "Nancy's mom? Oh my gosh, tell her I follow her on Instagram."
Oh,
so now I've told you. All right.
Thank
so
you.
Now you know that Daniela follows you on Instagram.
Oh, good. I hope she likes my posts.
She does, obviously. She still follows.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sports question then.
Uh-oh.
Because you're on a sports station.
Yes, I know.
Do coaches make players or do players make coaches?
Oh.
Ooh, is this a question you ask regularly?
No.
Or is it just a general? Make players or do players make coaches?
I think this works with acting too, because directors and actors, the work that you've done, like adding to.
It's so symbiotic. Is that the word? It's like, I don't think one makes the other. I think it's just, it's like any relationship. It's chemistry. It's a dynamic. It's, you know, when you have the right project. So it starts with the writing and then Carmen Cuba, who cast the show, she got every actor who's on the show, down to the background actors, are all perfect. They're all perfectly cast.
Yes.
And I think then the directors are, it's just like the most perfect medley. You know, it's like, you find the people that you, who get you, you know, your people that you have like a shorthand with.
Yep, I got it.
Like you guys, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's just like you don't have to, you know what the next person's going to say. They pick up the ball. They know how to communicate to you. So I think, you know, probably in sports, it's the same thing. The coach is like looking out for talent, right? And spots the talent. And then they come and play. And then they challenge the coach to be a better coach. Like, what does the player need from the coach? And the coach learns from the, you know, it's like, it's a two-way. Everyone's learning from each other and bringing out the best in each other. That's what I think.
Now, I finished this season up to the point that we've gotten.
Yes.
All right, so I'm already there.
Okay.
I'm about to get in trouble.
He is not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 out of 10 so far.
Oh,
I love it. My wife, she fell asleep just because she was tired, all right? She was tired. So then we rewatched the last episode last night. And she just...
How could she fall asleep?
So...
Was it like... When did you?
I'm
going to
put her on blast. She may have had too many glasses of red.
Oh, okay.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, so, okay, that's fair. You know, I travel with my own wine.
But Karen, we'll talk about Karen's a white wine drinker, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good question.
Yes, Karen does like her white wine. I think it's because...
The carpet,
exactly.
Yes, I get it.
Does not want to take a chance spilling that wine.
That. Yeah.
No.
Sorry, these are the types of things I think about.
Well, it's true.
We were having this discussion. I have been a bad Stranger Things fan because I haven't watched the new 4 episodes.
What?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
What are you busy doing?
Because I'm busy not wanting to have my heart broken by a cliffhanger and being impatient. So that's the discussion we were having is...
This schedule is nice and tight, though. Yeah, I like how quick it's going to get
too.
Do you like the 4 and the 3 and the 1?
It's going to be all... I do.
You like
I'm
that?
Excited about it, yeah. Especially since it's not like it was done in the spring and now you got to wait till winter.
Yes.
It was done, you know, Thanksgiving, great time to watch.
That's
then
true.
December, Christmas. Great time to watch. And then New Year's, great
yeah.
time.
So I said, I always joke that if I were running Netflix, I had this idea for the show to release it one episode a week like we did in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, break out your TV dinner,
right.
Just watch it on Sunday night,
right.
And everyone's watching it. You know, everyone in the world or whoever is watching it at the same time, experiencing it together. And then you have to wait, you know, just kind of like throw it back. Like, watch it like Mike Wheeler would watch it. Watch it while the kids would watch TV.
Interesting. Do you think
I have a job?
Have we gone too far?
Yeah, we've gone too far already.
I feel like we're too greedy.
Giving everybody everything they want right away.
Well, I just think that's the model we're used to now, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want it. You know, it's also, like sometimes, like, there are shows, I'm like, I want to wait till they all air because I cannot wait for the next one. So
I'm glad that you brought that up. So our boss that was sitting in here and brought you guys up here, him and his wife don't ever start any show until the whole thing is over. I don't think I could have that kind
that's
of discipline.
It's like that marshmallow experiment. Do you remember that? Where you wait, they give you, they put out a marshmallow and they tell the kids, okay, if you wait, you'll get more marshmallows. And they see who can wait for the marshmallows to eat them.
I did not know that experiment.
I mean, certain shows I couldn't wait. Like, I just, you know, I want to see it. But I get it. Like, I remember I actually was late to Breaking Bad, and I ended up watching, you know, 4 seasons. And those are 22 episodes, 4
yes.
seasons in one night.
One night?
I started like 6 at night. I was up till like 6 in the morning.
Wow.
I couldn't stop.
I did remember, like, when I was late to it also, I caught up the day the last episode aired. So I worked my way until they were like, all right, here's the last episode. And I was like, awesome. I get to finish it up at the same time. So it was wonderful.
That show is genius.
What do you think about the Fly episode? Because we've had a lot of debates about... Do you remember that where Walter White gets obsessed with getting the fly out of their drug-producing den? See, the fact that she doesn't know it straight away...
Well, it was a long time ago. It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We frequently
I'm
debate
still, you know,
that
I gotta, episode. I still had to make sure I was caught up on all of the seasons of Stranger Things so I could explain the Demogorgon and the Mind Flayer and the Demodogs, you know?
Well, yes. Speaking of that, you talked about you were there, scene 1, season one, mm-hmm. episode one. Can you walk us through, if possible, any of the emotions when y'all wrapped filming? And then are those emotions all coming back up to the surface with the last episode's airing?
That's a really good question, actually, because the last day of filming, I was lucky enough to work. And they scheduled it so it was we were shooting the last scene of the whole series. And I was in it. And I was in the second to last take, and I had two lines I had to say, and I think that's the worst acting I've ever done because I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
I was just very emotional. And, you know, most of the actors were there. The crew was there. They let down all this confetti and balloons and music. I mean, it met the moment. I mean, it was very, very emotional, very overwhelming. And it's been interesting. When the show started airing again, you know, we had some time and I said, okay, I'm kind of moved on, you know, in a sense, like I miss it, but it's been enough time. And then now watching everything and going through it with my friends and fans, it's all coming back again. And also not, you know, every year or so, even though with the pandemic and some breaks, I always know I'm going back to Atlanta and I go, oh, usually I'm in Atlanta this time of year, you know, and not being there. So you know what? I just feel like if you're lucky enough to have an experience that is so meaningful, so creatively fulfilling, and it brings up emotions and you feel like crying in the middle of the street, like, go feel it. Like, you know, enjoy the feels, right? Like,
am I going to cry? Is that what you're telling me?
I have not cried yet.
You're going to cry.
I have not cried yet, but
that's not a spoiler.
I've experienced some emotions. I can say that, but I have not cried yet.
But it's so fun it's so wonderful to be part of something, to connect with people like all ages, all over the world, talk to, you know, how it's been meaningful to their lives. They watch it with their families, their friends, the cosplay, the fan art. I mean, to be, you know, like I said, I've been on a lot of different shows and the connection that you have with the fans and like other people, I've never experienced anything like this.
Yeah, my kids, my oldest, he's about to graduate from high school. He's like, Dad, we got to watch. My middle son, he's in middle school. He's like, I can't wait. He watched it without us. We were like, what are you doing?
Come on.
Yeah, he's getting ahead of us on everything. I do have we talk a lot about card collecting on this show. We do a lot of card collecting memorabilia. Yeah. We have every year we have a big peace-a-thon where we auction off a lot of stuff and raise money for a couple of local charities. Nice. And so we always do dive in on what would you want from sports world. But if you were to, like, I'm sure you've snagged something off set.
From the sports world.
I'm sure you've snagged something off
set.
If you could take, my kids said Vecna's powers, and I was like, what about 11? And they're like, don't want the nosebleed. But if you could take one thing from Stranger Things lore, what would you snag?
You mean like that I could?
I got a top three list here. I'm gonna throw.
Wait, you mean like a thing or like a power? What?
I say maybe the overhead projector.
Like what items?
Something like that, or the Castle Buyers sign, or the Dr. Brenner's sensory prevention tank. Something like that.
Well, I did take stuff from the set. So,
oh.
You know, I'm very nostalgic. So I took a lot of wardrobe. I even took wardrobe that wasn't mine. I don't know why. I'm like, I'll want this someday. It's in storage, you know? I want this like 80s tracksuit. I took some stuff in the kitchen, you know, from my kitchen that's like very 80s.
And you use it in your kitchen now?
I don't use it, but I have it. I took in season two, they made an actual romance novel that I was reading in the tub, and it actually has a picture of Dacre on it.
Yes.
That they drew. So I have that. And, you know, when we were wrapping, the last day, I asked the prop guys, I'm like, hey, before I go, can I get the wine bottle, the broken wine bottle? I want that as a keepsake. Then they kept kind of dismissing me, like, yeah, well, don't worry, just check in with us next week. And what happened was the Duffers took the broken wine bottle prop and they framed it.
Awesome.
And that was a gift to me. And that was so meaningful
to me.
That's
so sweet. So awesome.
I would have swiped that, but they read my mind.
That is so awesome. I know you got a tight schedule.
Thank you so much
for jumping on with
this.
I will rectify the issue of not seeing these four episodes sooner rather than later.
I promise you. I've been in a lot of shows. As Michael Caine said, he's done like a lot of good stuff and a lot of crap. I will tell you, that's what he said when he won the Oscar. I said, you know, I promise you, you will love it.
Okay.
Really good.
And if you can promise us you will write on a sheet of paper something crappy that you were in on the way out, we don't have to read it on air. I would really appreciate it.
He just wants
it.
To know for his own personal.
Oh, I'll tell you.
This is not one of those things. All right. Stranger Things on Netflix. Kara, thank you so much for
Thank you for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.